From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The special legislative redistricting session began Monday in Santa Fe, but not before the bill which finances the session got some unwanted attention. Democrats in the House attempted to attach non-feed items to that bill, like administrative office funding for pretrial services and the expenses it comes with, which would have added another $1 million or so to the session, which already is costing taxpayers $50,000 a day. The small majority of Republicans rejected the move, and the motion was shut down. District 61 State Representative Randall Pettigrew of Lee County elaborates.
My issue with that is that doesn't go in the feed bill. It made over a $3 million feed bill on something that to run the capital is $50,000 a day. 50,000 times 14 days is nowhere near $3 million. No way I could defend that to my constituents.
State lawmakers today will concentrate on redistricting the state, which could change the entire makeup of Southeast New Mexico. District 59 Representative Greg Nybert of Chavez and Lincoln counties tells us more.
The people in Hobbs need to stand up and take note, as well as people in Roswell and all of Southeast New Mexico, because there is a plan out there that carves up Southeast New Mexico, where we will be in all three congressional districts.
Citizens will be able to view these sessions by going on to
www.nmlegis.gov.
Joe Imbrielli met with 5th Judicial District DA Diana Luce on Thursday to discuss his dissatisfaction with the way the justice system was handling an assault case on one of his employees and shoplifting reports at his store, the Rig Outfitters, in the Broadmoor Mall in Hobbs.
Like, as a plain business owner, how do we know what the chain of command is? We go to the Hobbs PD, file a report, and they're saying that you're not taking the case. Well, how do we know that, you know, you're putting it back on them? How do we know what the chain is? You know, so I want to bring all the community together, have a town hall, and have everybody face-to-face saying, hey, look, what needs to get done here?
In the early moments of the lockdown of the Roswell Walmart last week, law enforcement authorities reported initially that no one from a reported shooting outside of the store made it into the store. But after further investigation, a man and a woman did enter the store before they were detained inside, that according to Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Islas. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.